Uncensored.
This is now done. Bruce Arians is officially going to be the new coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's not coming empty-handed, by the way. A couple of the top targets, I'm told, to join his staff. One is Todd Bowles, potentially his defensive coordinator. Deal not done yet. There are a lot of people who think Tampa has a lot of talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And they have Jameis Winston. He and Arians have a strong relationship. So there is a lot of optimism about where this offense is going to go next year.
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, during game day, they have their $5 game day menus. $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, and Coors Light. $5 select cocktails, $5 burgers and brats. It's the $5 game day menu. It's at Buffalo Wild Wings, the best place to go for the NFL playoffs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you know, I've been telling you for a long time, Pete and Steve at Mastro Subaru, they are Bucks fans just like each and every one of you. And not only Bucks fans, they are members of the Bucks Mob. If you're a Mob member and you want a discount on a new or pre-owned vehicle, you go to Mastro Subaru, you tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, you get a discount just for being a member. That's it. That's all you got to tell them. Go to Mastro Subaru in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Check out their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Butts Uncensored! Butts Uncensored! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
Alright, what's my name?
Jason! Jason!
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. And I won't answer now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like
officially that. Official. Well, sure as hell seems like it. Ian Rappaport, the first on the national stage to report it, but we all know who reported it first. All the credit to JoeBucksFan.com. They did an excellent job of having this news on Friday. The timetable, even though some say no timetable was mentioned or no timetable was going to be a guideline for them, they had the timetable. You know who had it? JoeBucksFan.com had it. They said Tuesday we would get the announcement, and Tuesday we got the announcement. I am fired up. And why wouldn't I be? I know you are as well. I received hundreds upon hundreds of Bucks takes. I will play as many of those as I can in the second half of this podcast. But Bruce Arians comes to the Buccaneers as maybe the first coach since Tony Dungy. And you all know I am a Gruden fan. I will always be thankful for the guy who brought us our only Super Bowl. But overall plan, I don't know. Dungy had a plan when he came here. And I believe Bruce Arians comes with a true plan. He's the first guy since Gruden that can walk into that locker room and immediately command respect. He's a Super Bowl champion, two-time NFL Coach of the Year.
He's not going to take any bullshit from any of the players. He's got an eye for talent. And the reason that he came to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the reason he is your head coach now is because Jason Light is the general manager. I don't know if Jason Light's a good general manager or not, because I don't know if Jason Light has only gotten players he's wanted or if he's worked with coaches, especially in free agency. I know Dirk Cutter banged the desk for DeSean Jackson, that DeSean Jackson would take his offense to the next level. The GM's job, you can either fight your coach and end up like the Colts did or like the 49ers did, complete disarray, or you discuss it with your coach, and if that's who he wants and he believes that player is going to take his offense to the next level, you get that player to a contract that fits your team. And he did. But Bruce Arians doesn't come to the Bucs, as reported by Ian Rappaport, unless Jason Light is here. So I'm glad Jason Light is here. And I do think Jason Light has an eye for talent. And I think he works well with the head coach. He got the players Lovey wanted. He got the players Dirk wanted. I don't know, maybe Jason Light needs a little more power to tell those guys no, but I don't want him telling Bruce Arians no. Bruce Arians is going to come here, he's going to want a run game. And look at these quarterbacks Arians has worked with in his career. Known as the quarterback whisperer, right? Is that his book? He worked with Peyton Manning early in Peyton Manning's career. He spent a large amount of his career building up Ben Roethlisberger. He went to Indianapolis and took Andrew Luck to the next level before he dealt with his injuries. And he resurrected Carson Palmer's career. I mean, you're talking about the span of 20 years, and those are the quarterbacks he's had. Well, they're all talented quarterbacks. Well, Jameis Winston's a talented quarterback who's had one voice in his ear since he was drafted. Well, really, too. Dirk Cutter and Mike Bajakian. Bruce Arians comes. He's bringing Byron Leftwich with him as a passing game coordinator, who has all these coaches have been very close with Arians. And Clyde Christensen. And say what you want, Clyde Christensen, welcome back to Tampa. Really the reason I think Tony Dungy got fired. But Clyde Christensen, too, has worked a long time with the Colts, lot with Peyton Manning, lot with Andrew Luck, strong ties with Bruce Arians. Okay? So you got Byron Leftwich, a former quarterback. You've got Clyde Christensen, and forget those two assistants in particular. Bruce Arians is the guy. Okay? He is going to spend a lot of time, and I watched the whole football life of Bruce Arians. He talks about relationships with the quarterbacks and how important that is. Relationships with all the players, but in particular the quarterback. He's going to have that. The Winston family is very close with Bruce Arians. I want to say they go to each other's houses all the time, but they have known Bruce Arians for a long time. That is who Jameis Winston, I would guess, wanted. And I would guess, since the relationship in the past, I would guess the entire Winston family would want a coach that they've known, that they know. This is going to be good for Jameis Winston. Well, I mean, it's now or never, right? I mean, you got the quarterback whisperer coming in. If he doesn't take your game to the next level, and I'm not near as hard on Jameis Winston as others, especially when you see how he played in the last 7 games and then you start to dig a little bit and you realize he coached himself. He coached himself. Okay? How sad is that? But Arians comes in. He's going to run that offense. He's got his weapons to work with, right, to throw the football. You know he's looking at that offensive line and saying, uh-uh. Arians been around a long time. Okay? He's looking at the offensive line saying, nuh-uh. And he's looking at that running back core and saying, we got to do something. We'll talk about names, but, you know, it doesn't just have to be Le'Veon Bell. There are other names out there to choose from. Talk about that. Todd Bowles is the number one choice. He is the target, and it looks like he will be the defensive coordinator for Bruce Arians. Once they finalize a contract, by the time you're listening to this, they probably already have. Todd Bowles comes in. He runs a hybrid defense. 3-4, 4-3. This is what they ran in Arizona. I anticipate them running much of the same here. It is going to be aggressive on both sides of the ball. On offense, that doesn't mean just throwing the ball down the field, but that means a sense of urgency, running the football, keeping the defense on their toes, okay? And on defense, they are going to get after those motherfuckers on offense. This is going to be a different defense than we've seen in years. Years. This is polar opposite of what you've seen under Lovie Smith and Mike Smith, and I fucking love it. I think if Todd Bowles saw a defense playing as pussy and as soft as those guys have played in the last 5 years, he'd throw up. That's not the way Bruce Arians coaches as a head coach, and that is not the way a Todd Bowles defense plays. They will be aggressive. They will blitz the fuck out of you. And I'll tell you what, this is maybe more than any other player on defense. Lavonte David, as a blitzer, that's his strength. He's been out of position for the last 5 years. It's time to put him in position to succeed. Getting after the quarterback. The secondary probably needs a veteran corner. I know of one. Maybe they could at least inquire on a trade. But focusing on the coaching staff. Arians won't only be announced. He's going to have his whole coaching staff in place. We don't have to worry about assistants. We don't have to worry about what ties does this coach have in NFL circles. We don't have to worry about the offensive and defensive coaches being snatched up by all these other teams. It's all done. They did it the right way this time. So people bitching about a search firm, who gives a fuck? God, it's not our money. Okay, our money is being wasted for the last 10 years on entertainment that's not entertaining us. So you think I give a shit if the Glazers waste money? We've all been wasting money. Okay, but I'll tell you what, as much as we've all been wasting money going to these games, I believe we're all very interested in continuing to go to these games because we believe. We believe this gave us hope. And you think the Glazers mind spending the money? No, if this is the guy that's going to right the ship, then absolutely. In a division where the Saints dominated this year, but you never know how much longer Drew Brees is going to have. The Falcons have been up and down, really, over the course of the last 10 years. And I think the Bucs always seem to match up well with them. And the Panthers, you know, hit or miss with them. The Bucs are an up-and-coming team. Ian Rappaport said it. You heard it at the beginning of the podcast. There are many people around the NFL. Stop listening to the local media that only wants to beat you down. Okay? Ian Rappaport said it, and the national people I've talked to have said the same thing. The Bucs are viewed as a team on the rise, as a team loaded with young talent. And he said, on especially on offense, but it's both sides. Both sides has young talent. Okay? I feel the energy. I am so pumped up and fired up for the Bucs mob. I am ecstatic about what we are going to endure together at the draft party this year. Okay, it's going to be the party of parties. We're going to have portable bars. We're going to have beer tubs. It's going to be well-equipped because we are anticipating maybe a couple thousand people showing up this year, which would be just insane. Insane. But that's what comes with hope. That's what comes with excitement. We've all had each other now for a couple of years to lean on when times have been bad. But I remember once upon a time in 2016 when the Bucks ended 9-7. And I remember the energy all of us had when we all came together. It's hard to manufacture that type of excitement when you see things aren't being run the right way. When things tend to slide, losses tend to pile up. How do you keep manufacturing that excitement that isn't genuine? Very, very difficult. Okay? Doesn't mean that you stop being a fan. Doesn't mean you're a fair weather fan or a bandwagon fan. It means you're a human being. I mean, how often can you get beat the fuck down? Sucks. Well, rise up with me. Let's ride this hope train. I mean, hope is all we have as Bucks fans right now. But this is the most hope we've had since John Gruden took this team to the Super Bowl. I want this fan base to come together like this organization and this coaching staff has come together. I pointed Dirk Cutter right in the chest and I told him that I was going to build a badass fan base. I was going to do whatever I could to build a badass fan base. But you can only go halfway. The team has to meet you in the middle. And they never, ever did. That's on them. That's not on us. We have done our part. We have come together. We have gotten rid of the assholes. And we have united thousands upon thousands of us. Now more than ever, we need to grow in numbers. We need to come together. We need to stop fighting against each other. The ones that want to fight against other Bucks fans, you kick their ass to the curb. You mute them. You block them. You get them out of your life. Yes, yes. Listen, it's a big part of all of our lives, right? We want the Bucks to win so bad. But in the end, it's our entertainment dollar. There's no reason to fight against each other. The only reason people would fight against each other if they were more interested in their own opinion. Some guy tweeted me today and he's like, I disagree with you on this, this, and that. I was like, all right, that's cool. Trust me, I'm far from the know-it-all. I'm very opinionated. I'll give you my opinion. That doesn't mean my opinion's correct. Now, I will say this. I always try to let you know of quote-unquote educated opinions I have. All those hints of the Aryans. There's educated opinions. And I tell you, just like I told you, I talk to people. I know people in the national media. I'm going to ask them questions. I don't have them on the podcast because, first off, I haven't figured out how to do interviews on my fucking Mac, okay? I don't know how to record interviews. And if they're in California or anywhere across the country, it's kind of hard for me to do. Secondly, they're giving me information. I don't need to have them on the podcast. Maybe they don't want it. Maybe there's some information that they give me that they don't want out there. Or they're tipping me off before they're reporting it themselves. I don't know, and they're not going to come on my podcast and break news. Come on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But I give you educated opinions, and then I just give you assumptions, guesses. I don't know. That's why I love this community that we've built together. Yeah, I don't think you're coming to me because I'm going to give you the answers to life and everything that's going to fix the Bucks. But I think what we do is we have a generally detailed discussion about our football team amongst friends that all have one fucking goal in mind. It's to win. When the stick carriers first came about, it wasn't to fucking put Dirk Cutter on a fucking pedestal, although it kind of got out of hand that way. Hey, people rode the excitement of it. That's fine. We have fun with it. It's fucking entertainment. Why are you not allowed to have fun? You know what? Bruce Arians is here. Fucking Bucko Bruce. Sammer's already made a fucking logo of Bucko Bruce with Bruce Arians' face on it. Why the hell not? It's entertainment. That's all it is. This podcast is entertainment. Any podcast is entertainment. Honestly, any fucking sports story you see is just entertainment. And I'm a journalist. I'm sorry. Sports is beyond journalism. We have seen the morphing of sports from news to just fucking entertainment. Okay? I don't even know if they have a sports section on the fucking TV anymore. And it's only a matter of time before the newspaper gets rid of sports. All right? It's just not. It's entertainment. Sports is entertainment. It's not news. News is news and weather is news and traffic is news. That's it. So rather than dealing with all that other bullshit, let's just, hey, hopefully this podcast entertains you, helps you think a little bit, and brings us together for a shit ton of fun. Okay? Two-night draft party event. And I've got three other major events. Try not to do that, but three other major events we're going to do before the season even gets here. All right? Opportunities for us, for all of us to come together, drink, party, and have fun. Wearing our Bucks gear. Getting crazy. There is nothing, zero wrong with that. And you know what? Each and every one of you deserves it. Don't you deserve to have a little fun revolving around our Buccaneers? Yeah, that's why I find it amazing. There are people out there that are like, stick carriers, what are they going to bake some biscuits now? And it's like, what are you making fun of thousands upon thousands of people who, by the way, it's been Bucks Mob for like a year. So shut the fuck up. And secondly, you're making fun of what, to make yourself feel better among your 10 friends? 10 isolated friends who care more about their own opinion than about thousands of people getting together, having fun together, taking advantage of what sports and the Buccaneers actually are, entertainment. Hey, if they can't entertain us on Sundays, we'll entertain ourselves with a bunch of parties. We'll go to a training camp together. We'll just do it all. And we're going to do it all again this year. Okay? Ride this excitement, bring it together, and know that this is the podcast for Bucks fans. Okay? We're not going to break the Bucks news. We're not going to get into the X's and plenty other podcasts for that. This is the podcast for fans, where fans come to discuss how our team can be a consistent winner for the first time in almost 15 fucking years. All we want is a winner. I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care who the players are. I don't care who the coach is. Yeah, I'm happy about Bruce Arians, but win. Because just having Bruce Arians on the sideline losing doesn't sound too much fun to me. Now, his track record is good. It's great. Todd Bowles' track record as a defensive coordinator, also good. Great. That is good for me and you as fans. That's why we're excited. But it's not because of a coach's name. It's not because of how a coach looks. It's because of the potential of winning. And that is what we care about. Pretty much the only thing we care about. We are the Bucks Mob. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel.
Alright, this is Bucks Uncensored. Hundreds of Bucks takes came in over the span of about an hour, right when the news came down. Really appreciate y'all thinking of me and thinking of this podcast and thinking of the community we have and the Bucks Mob together. But that means enough of my talking. We need to get to the Bucks takes in a moment. Cigar City Beers, the beer you need to be turning to celebrate the hire of Bruce Arians. No matter what your flavor, if it's an IPA, dark, light, citrusy, they got it all, man. Cigar City Beer, my favorite, the Cigar City High Life at 7.5% alcohol, but the lager's fantastic, the Maduro, the Florida Cracker, and of course the Invasion, which is maybe the perfect beer for Gasparilla coming up in just a few weeks. Cigar City Beer. Hey, you love the Bucks. You love the city of Tampa. You love yours truly, all born and raised right here in Tampa. Why not love the beer born and raised right here as well? Cigar City Beer, available at any local liquor store or grocery store in the Tampa Bay area. And we're starting to see Cigar City almost worldwide, at least nationwide. Bucks takes are up, and who better to start with than our buddy Lou. Hi, Lou.
We're having biscuit! Biscuit! Yeah, baby! Yeah! They did it, man! They signed him, man! A fucking fifth-year option! Dude, it's beautiful, man! I'm fucking so excited, man! I'm so excited, bro! When I heard fucking Dungy was trying to fucking push off Caldwell, that motherfucker, man! I mean, dude, we just fucking anal cavity searching this poor motherfucker in the hospital, and we're gonna fucking now say, yo, dog, we might go with Caldwell, man. Sorry about that, man. Here's a towel, wash up, motherfucker. Fuck that! No risk it, bitches! Cause we're gonna have us some biscuit.
Call me crazy, but while I'm a huge biscuit fan, that was then. This is now. Personally, I think we change it to no risk it, no brisket. Brisket. Whoo, boy.
Yo, what up, Stiff Carriers, Buck fans, Buck Mob, whatever we call ourselves these days. I don't give a fuck. Bruce Arians in the building now. Get your Kangos ready. I'm online right now getting mine. I tell you, besides his resume, of course, he's a proven winner. The thing I like, man, is stability there, bro. And I'm pretty sure Todd Bowles is going to be his D coordinator, which is great. We're getting somebody that knows they can run a defense, that we know can run a defense. We're getting a head coach that we know can coach offense, that we know can coach a team, that we know is a leader of men. I'm pretty sure he's coming with a successor, somebody that he's going to groom up under. Somebody said Byron Leftwich in the Facebook group. That's kind of interesting. But I don't know. Either way, happy. Still waiting on the roster move. We'll see what happens there. But I feel like we're finally going to have, some direction. Like, we should expect some stability, an actual direction, an actual plan. So, yeah, with that, I'm happy. Again, it's King Key. Kinky if you're nasty. Checking in and checking out. Holla at me.
Holla. All right, let's keep it rolling. Appreciate the Bucks take there. Let's go to Dre, who's up with us. Hey, Dre.
What's up, Kamish? It's Dre from Carewood. This is my second Bucks take that I've sent. First one didn't make it. Hopefully this one does. But I'm here in Daytona Beach at B4 Brady's. Looking at the screen, and we just hired our guy, man. Brucey Bruce. Let's fucking get it, man. I want to hear those fucking cannons fire constantly, man. Hopefully he brings in a defensive coordinator that knows what the fuck he's doing. Our offense could be lights out. I'm just fucking excited, man. Hope. Like you said, hope. Let's fucking get this show on the road. Let's get to the fucking playoffs, motherfucker. Go Bucks.
All right, appreciate it. We'll go to a guy who's got an amazing name. It's Justin. Hello, Justin.
Commish. This is Justin out in Lithia, Florida, giving this a shout-out real quick. I have to keep this at a silent outburst since I'm at work right now, but let's go! I'm definitely going to have to pre-order my Kangol hat. I'm hyped for this hire. I feel like we're going to get somebody who's got a hardcore attitude. He's going to bring a no-nonsense staff into town, and I can really sense that we're actually going to have a change around here for once, and we're going to get rid of some of those cancers in the locker room, and I feel like we're definitely going to have, for once, a reputable team in the landscape that is the NFL. Take care. Let's go, Bucks!
Keep it quiet now. Keep it quiet. Hey, we love, love, love hearing from the OKC boys. But what if we only hear from one OKC boy?
What's going on, Commish? What's going on, Bucks mob? It's OKC Laxin, and then a quick Bucks take. Oh, what a fucking day it is to be a Bucks fan. Finally, we're back to winning. Finally get Cutter ass out of here and the rest of the staff and hire a true coaching staff to actually coach the players, put them in systems at work, and win some fucking ball games. Kudos to Jason Light, the front office, for pulling a trigger on Bruce Arians. And for all you guys out there that are concerned about his age, let's not worry about 5 years. Most coaches don't even coach a team for five fucking seasons. So enjoy it. Let's win some games. Let's get Jameis back on the right track. Man, I'm fucking excited. Let's go right back into this. No risk it. No fucking biscuit.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, OKC boy. What? What's that? Another OKC boy? And they just do it together.
Commish, Bucks fucking mob. It's OKC Pack flying solo. Had to get this bitch in. Sure, Laxin one in, but goddamn, biscuits and fucking gravy, baby. BA, let's go, Bucks. No risk it. No fucking biscuits, baby. Let's go.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Adam Schefter just tweeted out that the Buccaneers are finalizing a deal with Bruce Arians and that he will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' next head coach. Holy shit! It's been a long build-up to this one. God damn, if it didn't happen, it was going to be a big-ass letdown. We're used to that around here, but you know what? It's actually fucking happening this time. We actually have Go Bucks hope. We started that hashtag, and we got it. This is going to be a fun offseason, Justin. I can't wait to spend it with the Bucks mob. This is going to be fucking awesome, man. We're not in the playoffs. We're not going to the Super Bowl. But damn it, we have hope for next season. This is a way better hire than all these other motherfuckers that are out there chasing Sean McVay. Well, guess what? We got a proven coach. I think a lot of these motherfucking teams that are out there trying to find the next Sean McVay are going to find a lot of letdown because Sean McVay is a special dude. So good luck to those guys. I'm just excited. We have a proven winner, a proven head coach. I think that the health issues were a little overblown. The Bucks would not be making him the head coach if there was any kind of concern with that. So anyways, I'm going a little long here, so I'm going to cut it off. No risk it, no biscuit, motherfucker. Go Bucks. Hope.
Man, this is, I'm telling you, This is the most excited I've heard you all in a long, long time. And you know what? I fucking love it. What up, Bubba?
Bucks Mob, what's going on? Bubba from Philly here. We just got the big cat, or the big biscuit, should I say. Bruce Arians is coming to the fucking Bucks. Hey, I'm happy with it. I will definitely take it. I think he's going to help us out a lot, help with Jameis' improvement, and hopefully get us back to the playoffs and hopefully to a Super Bowl. That's the goal. There's going to be people out there that are going to be talking about us, being excited and happy. Fuck them. Fuck them. We're fans. We're supposed to be excited and happy anytime our team does something that we feel is positive. If anybody else is talking that bullshit chatter, fuck them. Excited for the hire. Can't wait to get this fucking season going. Draft party is definitely going to be lit now. We're going to have hats everywhere in the fucking building. Hey, make sure they got some biscuits down there for the draft party too, Justin. Peace.
My man, it'll be awesome to see you again. We're going to have to set up a hotel, man. We had like 17 states represented last year. It's going to be insane again. Hopefully we can beat that. What? Wait, what? Oh, more from Bubba wants to go again? I don't. Do we allow?
Bucks Mob, Bubba from Philly. Just sent in a tape, and I had to sit here and think about it. And I was all calm and low-key. You know what? Fuck that! Let's go! Bruce Arians, baby! Fucking Bucks Mob, Tampa Bay Bucks. Let's fucking go! Let's go fucking win! Woo! Had to get my Lou on real quick. Shout out to Lou. What up?
We're having biscuit! Biscuit!
God, it's good. It's just so good to hear happiness in your voices again. I'll tell you, it has been a while. It has been a while. Man, Outlaw's up with us. Hey, Outlaw.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit. We got Bruce Arians. Yes. Hey, Justin, it's Outlaw. I am so excited. Finally, somebody that's going to go into the locker room and demand results. He's going to demand accountability from each and every one of his players. I'll tell you what, if you guys don't believe me, go watch All or Nothing on Amazon. If you don't have Amazon, get Amazon Prime, and you'll get the Amazon video. Watch season one. Watch Bruce Arians. You can't help but fall in love with his style, his leadership, and I think he's going to harness the talent inside this locker room and take us to the next level. Thank you, Glazers. Thank you. All that Jim Caldwell smoke and, oh, man, I just couldn't get excited about it. But Bruce Arians, I can get excited about. Go, Bucks! Hope!
Yes, I think we can all get on. Here's the thing, too, is I honestly had no idea something would get me more excited than the purchase I made on Monday night to get myself a Daddy Shark t-shirt. You know, Daddy Shark, doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Oh, your kids haven't sung that to you yet? They will. And for you other parents, you know what I'm talking about. But yes, I had to get a Daddy Shark shirt. God, keep them coming. Who do we have next? Bert? Hey, Bert.
Justin, Bert up in Illinois, just calling to say, man, am I happy to hear that Bucko Bruce is in town. Hopefully he brings Todd Bowles with him, and we have a nice defensive setup. Maybe even Harold Goodwin should be the successor as the offensive coordinator. We'll see, though. Might even be Byron Leftwich. Man, it sounds good to see the coaching staff that might be a super group here. I see other teams trying to do the same thing. But you know what? With his swag, his confidence, and the way he runs a team, this team ought to be really good in the next couple years. Heck, next year we might have the big turnaround. I'm so happy. Justin, keep doing your thing. From Illinois, Bert All right. out.
Whoa, Bert out. More like Bert Box. Oh, stupid. Kane. Hello, Kane.
Kamish, Kane and St. Pete. Hey, man, there's only a few days that I care about at this moment. In no particular order. The day I got married. The day my daughter was born. The day I discovered chicken tender subs at Publix. The day I realized that Seinfeld was the greatest show on TV. The day that the Lightning and the Bucks won championships. And the day that Bruce Arians became the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's fucking go. It's unbelievable, man. That's the beauty of sports, right? I mean, one fan base a year gets to celebrate a championship. You know, and the rest of us are sitting here left to bitch and complain about the team and what could have been and what should have been. You know, but that makes it fun. That's what makes it exciting. That's what makes it sports. You know, the ups, the downs, the roller coaster ride, the togetherness, the unity, the community, whatever. It's what makes it wonderful. And we're on a high right now. You know, I love watching Twitter meltdown reactions from other fan bases wondering why Bruce Arians would want to come to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, for starters, it's not 12 degrees outside. It's not fucking shitty-ass Cleveland or Detroit or whatever stupid-ass city anybody wants to compare us to. We have talent. We have a roster that's just looking for the right leader to come and take us to the promised land. And I can't fucking wait to get this thing started, man. Move on over, Bucko Bruce. There's a new Bruce in town. Let's go. Go Bucks. Hope. Out.
All right. Kane. Man. Connor's up. Hello, Connor.
What up, Justin? It's Connor in Tampa. Finally! We got Bruce Arians, baby! No risking, no biscuit. The time for the Bucks sucking is over. We're done. He's going to fix our defense. He's going to fix our fucking run game. And we're going to kick that ass next year. We're owning this division. The next decade. We got another 4 years and official option, maybe. Oh, baby. And hopefully we get Todd Bowles with him, but I don't know. But I'm so hyped. I'm so fucking hyped. Let's go. We got hope. We got a new hope. It's Connor in Tampa, and I'm out. Deuces.
Deuces. Deuces. Whew. Eric.
Hello, hey, Kamish. This is Eric in Atlanta. You know, I've been listening to you forever. I haven't actually sent in a Bucks take yet, but I felt like today I absolutely had to. Bruce Arians, man? Bruce Arians? Am I crazy, or does this one actually finally fucking feel different? All right, man. Well, I'm stoked here in Atlanta, and it's really cracking me up seeing all my fucking Falcons friends happy about bringing Dirk in. Man. Well, anyway, speak softly. I'm just kidding. Go Bucks!
All right, Eric. I think we can go ahead and officially retire the speak softly and maybe just go with no risk it, no motherfucking biscuit. Boom. Well, at least for now. Jules. Hello, Jules.
Justin. Jules from South Tampa. Just quick reaction to Bruce Arians getting hired. I mean, I'm pretty sure you and everybody else knows what hiring Bruce Arians comes with. He's a great quarterback whisperer. He's going to set up Jameis Winston for success and hopefully everybody else on the offense and hire the right people and demand respect throughout the league and everything that comes with it. I'm sure everybody knows. But I just wanted to talk quickly about a couple of concerns that I personally have with Arians. Though they're not many, there's a lot more good that outweigh the bad. But in Arizona, he wasn't known for having a great offensive line out there, and that was kind of to their demise towards the end. Hopefully he can hire the right people, hire the right scout team to bring in offensive linemen, or whether we draft them or sign them as a free agent to bring them in here and develop them and have a great scheme. And another concern of mine is that I'm saw that it's a 4-year, 5-year deal. I'm not too sure if that might see its way through. Hopefully we have a backup plan in mind for the future. But overall, I'm happy with Arians. I can't wait to see what he does with this team. Go Bucks. Let's go.
Yes, let's go is right, man. We are all fired up. People just want to yell. Want to yell at the rooftops, you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck, baby? Tampa Bay! Tampa Bay! Let's go, Bruce! Tampa, baby! Let's go, Bucks!
And that's fine. Sometimes I take breaks from work, and that's pretty much all I do, is I'll just go outside and just scream, let's go, Bucks, over and over again. You know, that's kind of how us Bucks fans have to do things when we don't have the stuff to cheer about on Sunday. But now we will, so it's good. Biani's up next. Hello, Biani.
Proven winner, check. Culture changer, check. Elite teacher and leader, check. Jameis believer, check. Jason Light, you had one job after this shit show of a season, and damn it, you fucking nailed it. Bruce Arians was this offseason's dream acquisition. And you know what? It's about time we get someone in here that has a track record of sustained success that we can all rally around and believe in. Someone that believes in our quarterback and has the pedigree to get the most out of every player on our roster. That's all we fucking need, Justin. People were saying that the Seahawks would have a top 10 pick in this year's draft. They were saying that they'd be in rebuild mode. But you know what Pete Carroll did? He squeezed every ounce of potential out of his guys and made them believe and play for each other. That's the culture we need in Tampa. And damn it, I think we got one. I think we just hired the man for the job. Bruce, if you bring us a championship, you are a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame. Welcome to Tampa. This fan base is behind you. We believe in you 100%. Go Bucks.
Yeah. I mean, but win too. That's actually important. But yes. Yes. We want you to win. And we hope that you will. And we're going to believe until we're made to be not believers. Neil is up with
us. Justin, hello, Neil. This is Neil from Turlock, California. It's my first time calling. I decided today would be the first time I'm giving a take. Because it should be a big day for us fans. Finally getting a good coach. Someone else who knows what the hell they're doing. Hopefully he can get in there and make some roster changes and get rid of a lot of these crybabies like Brent Grimes. We don't need that shit here. He needs to go. Deshaun Jackson, fuck Deshaun. You're a little bitch. And man, I'm excited. I mean, this is like winning the offseason Super Bowl. And if you don't see that, you're an idiot. But, hey, next year's going to be a big year, and I'm excited to see it. And we're finally going to see Jameis play at a good level. He's finally got somebody on his side, like Arians. It's a big day, fans. Enjoy it. If you're not, he's going to prove you wrong.
Oh, dang. Oh, dang. I have not heard one person disapprove. So everyone is saying this is the fit of fits. We'll see if it works, though. Not Fitzpatrick, though. No. Matt's in Nebraska. What up, Matt?
Hey, Matt from Nebraska. Woo! I'm excited. We got our guy, Bruce. Yeah. Fuck old Bruce. All right, now I don't know who our DC is going to be, but they're saying Bulls. Yeah, we'll see. But I just hope when Bruce comes in, he looks at our roster, gets rid of the trash, the fake trash, and we win some games next year. That's what I want to see. I want to see us win some damn games. That's it. I'm out. Go Bucks. Hope.
Yeah, we do have that hope, but now it's time to no risk it, no motherfucking biscuit, you know what I'm saying, Jack is up with us. Hey, Jack.
What's up, commish? It's Jack from Orlando. Just getting off work. I check my phone to see if there's any Bruce Arians updates, and Boner City instantly. I see the reports from Shefty, from Ian Rapoport, and I'm already thinking Super Bowl. I'm already thinking about signing Le'Veon Bell. I'm already thinking Jameis Winston down the field, Mike Evans, Le'Veon Bell toting the rock. I'm rock hard right now for the Bucks, commish, and it's only because we're back. Like, I'm not saying we're all the way back. I'm just saying we're fucking back.
I'm going to say this right now. A coach is important. And they got a 2-time coach of the year. And both times he's been coach of the year was like recent, not too long ago. Whew, go Bucks. Hope is right, man. Feeling it.
Let's fucking go, man. Bruce Arians, head coach. First good one in a while.
loved Raheem's attitude, hated Shiano, hated Cutter, hated Lovey. This is a real deal, man. 10 wins next year. That's the prediction. I don't even need to see what else they do. All you need to do is bring a fucking D coordinator that knows how to actually blitz and run man defense, and they get 10 wins. Jameis about to take the next step. Everyone's saying, oh, he's here to fix Jameis. Jameis is fucking fine. Just give him a good line and a running game and a defense, or just decent defense, will be just fine. First time I've been this excited in a long time. I did shots all last season, toasting to Gruden, because I just want anybody that wasn't fucking Dirk. Let's go.
You know, it's weird. Dirk, I think, was doing things the right way, and then he just did a complete 180. Complete 180. From 2016 to 2017, something happened, and everything changed. And he kind of dug his own grave because of it. So, sorry about you. All right, that's it for... that's it. If I didn't get to your Bucks take, I'm sorry. There were hundreds, and I randomly went through. You even heard some anonymous ones that didn't even leave their name, but I wanted to get a lot of new people, some of the guys that are on every podcast, Lou in particular, but I appreciate all of you. I'm wearing, let me just tell you what I'm wearing. So I'm wearing gym shorts that are Bucks with the Bucks flag on it. I'm wearing a Bucks shirt, and I'm wearing my new red Kangol. So I'm excited would be an understatement, and I think you feel the same way. I'm buzzing. I already envision things, how the roster's going to play out, moves they could make, moves I would make. You're going to really, really want to subscribe to this podcast and not miss any episodes probably over the next 4 months leading up to the draft. And then with what I'm going to announce probably close to the draft or maybe at the draft of what we're going to do leading up to the season, probably not going to want to miss any of those episodes either. Just subscribe. Don't miss an episode. It's Bucks Uncensored. Thanks to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. They're awesome. Love them. Had a great call with them today again. Tremendous partner of ours and home of the $5 game day menu, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. Mastro Subaru has a huge selection of pre-owned and new vehicles at MastroSubaru.com. Check them out there and tell them you're a Bucks fan. You get a special discount just for being a Bucks fan. Cigar City Beer is my beer of choice. Should be yours as well. We love what they have done over the years. I've always been very particular to the High Life, but I will say the lager is fantastic. The Invasion is fantastic. If you're in the mood for a dark, the Maduro is great. I mean, they just have such a great range of different beers, all with Cigar City Beer, all born and raised right here in Tampa. B4 is what you drink before you drink some of that Cigar City beer to avoid the hangover. Get more info and your product at drinkb4.com. Now available at Publix, and get your head done right. What do I mean by that? Get that tight fade like I do. Man, I look so good. People like it when I talk about my fade, but they also love it when I rub it too. That's what she said. Headlines Barbershop is the place to get that done. Download their app to find the location nearest you and to go ahead and book that appointment. Thanks to each and every one of you. Thousands of people listen to every episode. So pumped up about it. You can feel the energy. The draft party is going to be here before you know it. But before then, Senior Bowl, Combine, free agency, leading up to the draft. This is our time to shine, Bucks fans. This is our regular season. It's the off season, and nobody wins the off season like we win the off season. And with the hiring of Bruce Arians, guess who's the front runner to win the off season again this year? Yes. Let's just hope they transition that into a little more victories. Know what I'm saying? All right, that's going to do it. We appreciate. Thank you to all of you. Thank you to the Bucks for not overthinking this and getting the job done. And we will end with one phrase that I think is going to become something with a lot of Bucks fans. maybe, again, something that can bring these Bucks fans together, us Bucks fans together. And that is no risk it, no motherfucking biscuit. Go Bucks. Hope.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit. We got Bruce Arians.